And good morning, and welcome to Community Speaks here on 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS. I'm Brady Safranik. Thank you for joining me. Community Speaks is brought to you by The Prescription Shop, The Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. Joining me this morning is Taylor Corum. Taylor Corum is a musician here in Buffalo, and we're going to talk about a couple of upcoming events and just a little bit about Taylor as well, and then we'll hear him play something for us this morning as well. Thanks for joining us here this morning, Taylor.
Good morning, Brady. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. I appreciate you taking the time here. We were talking a little bit before we came on the air, and we'll just kind of paint the picture for people.
Absolutely.
As to who you are and what brought you to Wyoming. Go ahead and tell us, how did you find your way to Buffalo, Wyoming?
Yeah, so I come from East Tennessee, right there in Knoxville. I always want to say come from the mountains of East Tennessee. It's a bit more dramatic. Anytime you lay scenery on anything, it's got a little more oomph, I think. But, started coming out here July of 2013. I had heard, I'd obviously been kind of studying the West and Wyoming specifically after falling in love with the Western. First film and then book. And, local author here, Mr. Craig Johnson, was reading an interview with him.
Yeah, we've heard about him.
You know, y'all know about him around here? Craig was kind of talking about his, I don't want to misquote him, but his muse, and that being Buffalo and Johnson County. And so, I wanted to check it out. I think a lot of the high sheriff of Absaroka County. And, wanted to see that world and be a part of that. And I guess the next thing I remember is reading about the Occidental, and I thought that was awfully interesting to kind of go walk back in time, if you will.
And speaking of the Occidental, you play at the Occidental frequently, is that right?
I do. I'm not. You know, it's crazy. I don't know how all that happened and how I got to be such good friends with Mr. David Stewart, who's been so kind to me there at the Occidental. I think on that second or third trip after staying at the Ox once or twice. I think I got to see a jam one Thursday night and someone let me borrow a guitar and got to play. My friends Ben and Emily Roberts are in a band called Carolina Story. David and them, they became friends awfully fast. I don't know. David and I just kind of kept up with one another over the years, through emails or maybe sending a song to one another. And so, Fridays and Saturday nights for the foreseeable are spent there at the Occidental Saloon, and we start at 8 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a good time, and a lot of our listeners frequent the Occidental, yeah. And, you know, Thursday night, you mentioned you've been there, that always seems to fill up pretty quickly.
It sure does. You know, it's during these winter months, you know, you see more locals coming out, and I always enjoy that. That's we love the tourism, and I would assume we do. It's not making me any money necessarily, but I'm sure the chamber does. The commerce is good for Buffalo and good for the business here. But, it's a little more, I think it's got a little more of a family tinge to it, at this time of year. And it was interesting last night. I mean, I think there were only like six or seven jammers, they call it, last night. And that was a lot of fun. It's a little more of an intimate setting when it's fewer people, although, it's fun at capacity too.
Yeah, and as you and I started chatting here before we went on the air, I thought it was kind of interesting that you come from Tennessee to Wyoming to play music, as most people find their way to Tennessee to play music.
Yeah, I think, I tell you what, it's funny, I always, the follow-up to some kind of, question or thought like that is, I think I've personally been more productive out here on the high plains than I ever was in Nashville, Tennessee. And I kind of laugh and I go, well, is that something to do with me? And I don't, I'd like to think it's not. I tell you what, I was in Nashville for about, I guess that would have been about 8 years. And got the expensive piece of paper from Middle Tennessee State University. And right there just south in Rutherford County. And, I enjoyed my time in Nashville. It was a growing time. But after about the fourth or fifth time, it gets axis kind of shifted and changed. It just wasn't for me anymore, and that's not saying anything bad about Nashville. It continues to grow and to prosper, but I just didn't want to sit in traffic anymore.
Yeah.
and I felt the whole scene, jaded me a little bit. And I don't ever want it to feel or be like that. Maybe I'm doing it for the wrong reasons if it starts to feel like that. So, I was, after coming back, when I would come back from trips out here, I think every 5 minutes I was thinking about Wyoming, or I was thinking about Buffalo, thinking about Johnson County. And I think at some point, when your mind is just beating you to death about something, it's probably at some point going to be time to do something about it.
Sure.
And, I just ended up in a position and had enough, grit's kind of a pat on the back, but enough, enough.
Enough moxie.
To put it in the wind, literally. And to get out here and be a part of this. And, it was the right call. It'll always be the right call, no matter what it looks like.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with you there. I moved out here to Buffalo about 4 years ago, just under 4 years ago, and I fell in love with it. It's awesome. I love the outdoors, so the fishing and hunting opportunities everywhere you go, the hiking up on the mountains, it's, you can't beat it.
You're in a pre-heaven state out here, I believe.
Absolutely. So, we're going to talk about a couple of shows coming up. We'll get to that and a new record of yours that's out. But why don't you kind of introduce people to a song? Play something for us.
Yeah,
you brought
sure
your
thing.
Guitar into the
studio.
Yeah,
man, that's kind of fun. It was neat getting to carry an acoustic guitar into a radio station. It, it felt very 1950s for a second.
Yeah, see, now in the 1950s, in the best way. We were a much bigger deal. That's the only way people can really get their songs heard.
I was about to say, so we'll just pretend it's 1950 for a little bit. So this first song I'll share with you, Brady, it's the lead-off track off this new record called The Cloud, Peak Wilderness, which is kind of neat that it's just over my right shoulder here in all its grandeur. And lead-off song on it's Barstool. I tell folks it was my first attempt at three chords in the truth country music. So, this is Barstool. Here I am, just like every night, just trying to wash the day away. It's a 9 to 5, it seems longer most days. Just beating out a living, there's no other way. Barstool keeps me humble and the whiskey keeps me sane. And these honky-tonk women know two are the same. Well, I'll get drunk again, I'll be the one to blame. While a barstool keeps me humble and the whiskey keeps me sane. It is quiet in the bed, it gets cold. It's lonely in the middle of the night. So I drive and I go down to the only place I know, where the women are hot, oh, but the beer's always cold. Yeah. The bar stool keeps me humble and the whiskey keeps me sane. Honky-tonk women know two are the same. Well, I'll get drunk again, I'll be the one to blame. While the bar still keeps me humble and the whiskey keeps me our
bar stool keeps me humble and the whiskey keeps me sane. These honky-tonk women know two are the same. Well, I'll get drunk again, I'll be the one to blame. While the bar stool keeps me humble and the whiskey keeps me sane.
All right, Taylor Corum. Is that that titled Barstool?
You got it. That's Barstool.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. I like the the lyric of women are hot and the beer's cold.
Well, hey, it's just the facts of life, bro. Facts of life.
So if you haven't seen Taylor down at the Occidental yet, you will. He's playing there on the weekends. And do you get in on the Thursday night jams?
I do. You know what? I shamefully had to take a break. So back in the summer, gosh, we were doing about four or five nights a week there.
Okay.
And I had to rest the old vocal cords. Just what I got to work with, I got to try to take care of. So that was kind of my Saturday and Sunday, Wednesday and Thursday. But you know what? As of last night, I hope to be more of a regular back at the jam. And it's good to be with David and Lynn and Doug Brothers and Scotty and Miss Morgan on the bass. It's a good crew down there, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you got a couple shows coming up. The first one is next weekend, December 23rd. Is that next Saturday?
You bet. Yeah, Saturday. I believe that's the 23rd Festivus, yeah. If you're a Seinfeld fan.
Oh, Festivus for the rest of us.
Festivus for
the... Do they got a poll there?
Oh, I don't know. I may take one. I may show up with one, have the feats of strength, and we'll do it all.
That is my favorite show of all time. So this is going on at Blacktooth Brewery in Sheridan, and that's next Saturday, the 23rd, 6 o'clock show. Is that right?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, Jesse Woods and the crew up there at Blacktooth, they've been real kind, and I tell you what, I enjoy their product. We were just talking, Brady and I were talking about their brown earlier, that old saddle bronc. It goes down a little too easy some nights. But, going to have a couple of the Wyoming folks out, and I guess this old boy from Tennessee, I believe Mr. Tris Munsick's going to be there, a neat champion band, just to name a few, and then myself's going to be there also. Kind of a jam, and you're going to get a little bit of everything that night. I think everybody will get up and do a handful of tunes, and that's going to be a lot of fun up there at Blacktooth Brewery there in Sheridan.
Absolutely, and that one's coming up next Saturday, December the 23rd. Then a little while down the road here for New Year's Eve, you're going to be at the Occidental.
Yeah, you bet. So did it last year with David and myself. They do kind of a roaring 20s, 1920s kind of theme. All the guys and gals get all dolled up, and that's a lot of fun. There'll be some free champagne. I believe they're going to be doing some giveaways.
Yeah, they don't do the prohibition, right?
No. I tell you what, there wouldn't be any money made that night. I don't know if they'd be in for that. That's a good question, though. But there'll be some giveaways. They maybe even give away some night stays there, a little winter getaway. And, that'll be a lot of fun. I believe the music will start about 8 p.m. that night, and we'll be with them all the way to Little All Anxiety.
So they drop the ball at midnight.
Well, we drop something, you know.
So that's coming up New Year's Eve, and you've got a new record out. It's been out for a few months now.
It has, yeah. So got this record, actually, that I was in the process. I came out this time last year, November and December, and it was actually my first time being back out in Buffalo after a couple of years of being away, sadly. And I was out, and we were pretty close to finished tracking on this record that we call the Cloud Peak Wilderness. And so when I got back to Nashville, I think I still had one more vocal I had to take care of, and we had a couple of other rhythm tracks that we had to finish up. So, I tell you what, when I got back, I don't know what had happened. I don't know if I'd sung myself out or what, but I was sick as a dog. And throat was all aggravated and all kinds of stuff, but there's a song on there called Still Family that we cut, and what's crazy is I'm pretty proud of the vocal, but I had a fever and felt like trash when we cut that, so the Lord gave me some grace on that one and let us cut that. So the Cloud Peak Wilderness, it came out September the 1st. Actually, kind of a cool thing, that was kind of a more wide release date, but I think the Friday of Longmire days, conveniently, back in the summer, and so that's it's been a lot of fun sharing it. So Buffalo kind of kind of had it first, this area had it first. I just thought that that made the most sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, is there a track off that, another one you want to play for us this morning?
Yeah, we'll play, Barstool's a little rootin' tootin' tune. We'll do a sweet song. This is actually the second song on the record. It's a tune called Christine.
All right, once again, Taylor Corum.
Well, good morning, Christine. How did you sleep? Oh, it was lovely laying by your side. You're so pretty when you rise. You're so pretty in the sunshine. You're so pretty all of the time. Well, I know that it's been a long time. Picked up some fresh bruises and scars. We poured salt in our wounds and took hammers to our hearts. Oh, I guess the mess it can't keep us apart. Oh, I guess the mess it won't keep us apart. So now what do you say? Well, let's give it another day. A couple months, years, maybe even this whole life. All of the rights, all of the wrongs, well, they've been going on too long. With keeping that score, I'll hang up my pride. Well, I know that it's been a long time. Picked up some fresh bruises and scars. Poured salt in our wounds and took hammers to our hearts. Oh, I guess the mess can't keep us apart. Oh, I guess the mess it won't keep us apart. All in our wounds, took a 9-pound hammer to our hearts. Oh, I guess the mess it won't keep us apart. Oh, I guess the mess it won't keep us apart.
Taylor, I got a question for you now.
Talk to me, brother.
Well, you were talking a little earlier about making a record, and you said you were in Knoxville, and you had to lay a track for that. So my question is the difference between, say, like playing a song out like you just did and recording it on the track. Because you don't just go and play it like you just did, do you?
Well, I tell you what, a lot of the guys I look up to, they sure do. And we have in the past. What was happening specifically with the Cloud Peak record is it truly a labor of love. So the guys that played on that record, a fellow named, this won't mean anything, but maybe it will someday, naming these names won't mean anything to you is what I mean. Ben Roberts, a good buddy of mine in a band called Carolina Story, my good buddy Randall Scruggs that plays the bass, a fellow named Aaron, he played drums on it, my good buddy Josh Johnson, a guy named Stu Bond played some lead on it. And so all of those guys are near and dear friends, but they're all very much involved in their own things. Ben and Emily have a major label release coming out on Black River the first of the year. And Josh and Nicole, his wife, they're in a band called Eleanor, and they were on Mr. Blake Shelton's team there on The Voice and are putting new music out right now. So all very involved in their own things, and time is limited. And you know what? We were at our little haunt there, a little place called Drifter's Barbecue. I guess doing our best to see if we could put a dent in the Miller Lite stock there. And which I didn't realize is like blasphemy out here. I didn't, it's like I ordered a Miller Lite one night and they looked at me real bad. You know, it's like, man, it's like Coors Light out here and you can maybe get away with Bud Light. So I just started just sticking with Rainier, a little vitamin R. You know, we were sitting around and we had just played this thing called East Side Storytelling there, and we're kind of a storyteller's kind of thing where you get to talk and try to explain these songs and that kind of thing. And Ben looked at me and said, man, why don't we just do it, all of us? And I said, you got to be kidding me. And he said, no. And everybody kind of perked up and said, dude, we've got it. We can do it. You know, some of those guys are rock and roll guys, but they said, man, we can do some country music, stone cold country for you. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. So, yeah, we did, you know, with my friend Mark Bullocks who cut that. And when we did take advantage of, you know, the technology and tracking and things. I'll tell you something. Cutting those records live, you got to be ready to rock. And it's something we could have done. But for the scheduling and getting everybody there at once and kind of this cohesive sound, definitely had to take advantage of technology and tracking.
Absolutely. Yeah. Once again, we're talking with Taylor Corum. Taylor plays down at the Accidental. He's going to be at the Accidental for New Year's Eve. He's going to be at the Blacktooth Brewery next Saturday, December the 23rd, 6 o'clock show. Check him out there. And where can people check out your new record?
Yeah, so the new record, Cloud Pick Wilderness, if you want to pick up a physical copy, if you still believe in analog, which I sure do, you can pick that up down at the Occidental. Just ask the ladies at the front desk there, or man. And
remember when they had music stores? You'd go in and look through CDs. And,
man,
like,
you know,
for me it was CDs, but for people before me it would have been records.
You know, obviously I have to with what I do for a living, but, you know, keeping up with some of this net neutrality stuff. And, you know, I think the only people really excited is, like, Blockbuster.
Right.
Right. Blockbuster's thinking, we may be able to physically, people may not be able to afford it. They could feel, well, they have to put a Blockbuster. But, so the record's on, the record's available on iTunes and Google Play. And, you know, if you're carrying around a cell phone, you've most likely got a music store on it. So just search Taylor Corum. That's Corum. M is in Mayor, and or the Cloud Peak Wilderness. I think thus far we're the only, at least as far as distributed, only folks got a record called the Cloud Peak Wilderness. So
there you go.
I'm pretty proud of that.
Absolutely. Once again, check them out at the Accidental for New Year's Eve and at Blacktooth Brewery next Saturday, December the 23rd. At 6 o'clock. Taylor Corum. Taylor, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Brady, much obliged. Thank you to KBBS. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. This is 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS.